Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Melissa Miller, and you're listening to Weekdays with Murph.
I never had the time to sit around and waste my life, but my life lover brought me down, but your love got me off the ground. You make me so high, got my heart tied up.
Listeners, and welcome to another edition of Weekdays with Murph. Today on the show, we welcome super talented singer-songwriter Corey Spivers. We'll talk with Corey about her career, music, and anything she's working on that she can talk about, as well as that time I got to introduce her performance at the Kickmo Awards this past October. This should be fun. Now, before we bring Corey on, there's a little something I have to take care of, and it's something I have to announce. As most of y'all probably know, my friend Cadence of Runaway Angel was diagnosed with leukemia this past year. And the girls of Runaway Angel have organized a benefit concert for to kind of help with medical expenses, etc. It's an Opry style benefit concert in Toronto, Canada. And I know I have several listeners from Canada. So if you guys are in and around the Toronto area, make sure to stop by. Tickets are $25 at Eventbrite .ca or $30 at the door. It is Sunday, March 3rd from doors open at 2, show starts at 3 at the Rockin' Horse Saloon in Toronto. So like I said, if you can, please go to that, and please support Cadence and the girls of Runaway Angel. And with that being said, let's welcome the incredibly talented Ms. Corey Spires to the show. Hey, Corey, how are you?
Great. How are you? I'm so excited to be on the show
today. I'm doing well.
Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you for doing this.
Oh, anytime.
Awesome. I know we were talking a little bit off air, and
yeah,
and I wanted to start off the show with an award show that we were both at this past October, KICMA.
Yeah.
And I had never met you before then. As a matter of fact, I don't think we even spoke that night. Matter of fact, because I think both of us were a little too busy. But I've got to tell you, folks, and I know you heard when we played this a single a few minutes ago. This girl can sing.
Thank you so much. Probably one of the
best voices I've heard in a long time.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. And speaking of KICMA, that was such a great night, wasn't it?
Oh, it was. We had such an amazing time. So many new people, and just, I love going out. See, I'm a talker. I love to talk. I could talk to a stop sign, what I've always been told. But I met so many awesome musicians, really talented people that night, and it was just such a great night for all of us to come together and just have an awesome night.
They really were, and I'll be honest with you. When Kevin asked me to co-host with him, I'm like, dude, are you actually serious right now?
I know.
Because
it's like I don't know. I think if I was ever in that situation, of course I'd be honored, but on the inside, like, I barely get nervous. I think I'd actually be nervous in that situation.
Oh, gosh. I was so nervous. I told you off air that when Kevin asked me, he said that I was presenting the first award, I'm thinking, oh, God, just help, please.
Yeah. Didn't you guys have cue cards?
Yeah.
I can't read.
We had cue cards,
and I'm
sitting over there just frantically trying to memorize these cue cards, which we had like 2 minutes before the show. I'm sitting over here just frantically trying to memorize these things, just freaking out, you know.
Yeah, I know. I cannot read a cue card to save my life. But I think it's more things that other people write, because, you know, if you write something yourself, you kind of already know what it says, of course, like, duh.
Right.
But if it's somebody else, I'd be like,
Exactly. I wanted to ask you, just kind of tell the listeners, hey, you got into the music industry in the first place?
Well, actually, ever since I was a little girl, I've been singing. I guess I was a rebellious child, and I auditioned for the, like, show choir without even telling my parents. I remember that, and then I was like, oh, yeah, by the way, we have, like, a little concert at school, and they're like, wait, what, you're in, like, the chorus at school? Like, what? When did this happen? But, it all just kind of stemmed from there, and then I ventured out into doing beauty pageants. like the glitz beauty pageants like you see on TV, like toddlers and tiaras kind of thing. And so I did those, and as I got older, I started working with a reality TV show that came on Lifetime called Kim of Queens. It was about pageant girls here in Georgia. And I actually worked with the girls a couple times. And I realized as you get older, you need a talent for some of these pageants. Because you have, like, on-stage question, and you have a rewalk, and your outfit of choice, and you need a talent. And I did competition dance almost half of my life. And every single girl here in South Georgia, you know, they clog. It's just a Southern thing, you know. But I was like, I want to be different because I'm always, like, said I want to be different. I want to be original. So I sang. And then that's whenever I really started taking it seriously, and I got a vocal coach, and I got really into the industry. I did a competition in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee called Magma, and it all just kind of blossomed from there. There was a talent scout there that heard me, and that's how everything got started.
Awesome. Now, I'm a Southern boy too. I'm from Tennessee. Matter of fact, I'm actually 3 hours west of Nashville. So Nashville, and to make things even better, I have family that lives about 15 minutes outside of the city. So I go to Nashville pretty much every chance I possibly get.
Oh yeah, I would too, definitely. The only thing I don't like is traffic.
This is true. Traffic is a nightmare in Nashville. I'm not going to lie to you.
Oh, I know.
Traffic is an absolute nightmare. Oh, boy. But, yeah, I mean, Nashville is like my absolute favorite city in this world. I love it so much.
Mm-hmm. I know. I love it, too. It's like there's something different every day. There's
exactly.
Always something new going on.
And that's what I was telling a friend of mine the other day. I said, every single trip to Nashville I take, I'm always either learning something new about the city, doing mm-hmm. something new that I've never done, whatever it is.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I went to the Opry for the first time back in September.
Really?
It was just so incredible. You know, and it was actually my birthday that night.
Really?
And every single Opry staff member, I got to go backstage. I met a couple of the artists.
Yeah.
And every single staff member is just so beyond classy. I mean, they just top-notch people, you know?
Wow. That's one thing I've yet to conquer in Nashville yet, is going to the Grand Ole Opry. But maybe I'll be able to do it this year.
You've got to go at least.
Or May week.
At least once in your life.
They'll have something going on.
You absolutely have to go at least once in your life. I mean, there's seriously nothing like it.
Oh,
there's absolutely nothing
amazing.
Like it. Oh, it definitely is. It's definitely not. I won't forget. Well, before we get into some more questions I had for you, I wanted to let you know that the song we just played, the brand new single, I host every Friday what's called Indie Country Radio. I'm sure you've seen the Instagram posts and stuff. I'm sure you've seen all that.
Yeah.
I will add this song to rotation for you on that show.
Oh, awesome. Thank you. I know Indie Country has played my other songs, but I actually just released this song about a week ago.
Yeah.
So really excited about that. It's brand spanking new, and I hope everyone enjoys it because I had a really awesome time writing it and recording it. So it's a really fun song.
Yeah. Okay, so I did have some kind of fun get-to-know-you questions, if you're okay with it.
Okay, awesome. Let's go.
Awesome. if you could go back and change one thing about your career so far, would you, and what would it be?
I think it would, well, first off, I'm going to go ahead and say I'm really thankful for where I am now. So I don't want to sound ungrateful about anything or at all, because I thank God every day for where I am. But I think I would go back and I would give myself the advice, don't believe everyone who says, oh, I'm going to make you a star.
Mm-hmm.
Look, and that people will tell you anything you want to hear.
Right.
And to not listen to all the negativity. And don't listen to all the hate. I think that's what I'd go back and I'd tell myself. Or change.
Right.
Because I used to care so much what people thought. Whenever you do that, you just kind of lose, like, yourself. Like, you know? You get what I'm saying?
Right. Absolutely.
And
I understand it completely.
I would go back and tell myself, don't worry about what they think, because that's not important.
Mm-hmm.
Because there
you
is
know,
someone out there that loves what you do. And
right.
as long as you love what you do, that's all that matters.
You know, that sounds sort of similar to my experience a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing radio the past 7 years. I've been in radio.
Yeah.
In the first 2 years of the show, I covered another industry,
mm-hmm.
and I had to get out because there was too much. I don't want to say hate, but I mean it's
negativity.
It was too, basically, yeah. There was too much negativity in that industry.
Mm-hmm.
So, and music's always been my passion, specifically country
mm-hmm.
music.
Yeah.
Except the 4 years I was in high school, when I didn't think it was cool to listen to country music in high school. but we won't go there. But anyway, back in 2014, I started covering the country music industry back in 2014,
mm-hmm.
and I had so many questions, like coming from the industry I did cover, would the show be accepted by the country music world? I mean the media,
mm-hmm.
listeners,
mm-hmm.
the artists that we bring on. So I understand that completely.
Yeah, because I quickly learned, like, there's plenty of people that will tell you that you're doing something wrong than people that will tell you you're
mm-hmm.
doing something right and have something nice to say.
And I will tell you this, in 5 years of covering country music, and knock on wood, I have not had a negative experience yet.
That's awesome.
Which is just mind-blowing. I mean,
it is.
You know, and I get it. I understand that there's a sharks in the industry and people in the industry not
mm-hmm.
and not necessarily in it for the right reasons. I understand it. I get
yeah.
it. A radio is kind of the same way.
Yeah.
But I will tell you this. I venture to say probably 85% or 90% of the country music industry are genuinely good people.
Yeah, they are. They really are. And in country music, everyone's so supportive of each other.
Mm-hmm.
Because in country
you know,
music, there's so much space for everyone, I guess you could say.
I agree. And
everyone can relate.
And
to
I also...
Music.
I was having this discussion with another artist friend of mine about a week ago, and I am convinced that everybody in the country industry either knows each other personally
mm-hmm.
or knows of each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So, the next question I had for you is, as a creative person, which I know you obviously are, what inspires or motivates you?
Let's see. I've always loved to be creative my entire life. I'm really got that from my mother because she's owned a business, and she's a floral designer, so she makes flowers and all these. She's a decorator, you know. She does all that, and I guess mainly what inspires my creativity in songwriting is like my personal experiences, breakups, getting mad at somebody, just stories that my friends have told me. That's really what sparks my creativity in that field. And I really like country music for that reason, because it is real.
Right.
And I can express myself through it.
Right. Exactly. Okay. So, fun question for you. And I don't get to ask this question a lot. So mm-hmm. Okay. You're stranded on a deserted island, and you can only take three things with you.
Mm-hmm.
What are you taking?
I would take. Oh, this is so hard. probably baby wipes. I know that sounds weird, but I'd take baby wipes. Because I hate my face feeling gross. And I just hate feeling nasty. But baby wipes. Sweet tea. I can't live without caffeine and sweet tea. And
yes.
Probably like a knife or something so I could get some food, like a machete kind of thing.
Right. Sweet tea. You're speaking my language, girl. You are absolutely speaking my language there. Because you know us Southerners and our sweet tea, we can't go without it.
Oh, I know. Especially like if you're not from the South, like, I don't know if you can relate to this, but if you go to like a restaurant and you order sweet tea and you're like, is it good sweet tea? Like, do y'all make it? And if they don't make it, you don't get it. You know?
Oh, trust
you
me.
You know that feeling?
I've been there. Trust me. I know what you're talking about. I know exactly what you're talking about. Okay. So, one more question I had for you, and then we'll get into what the rest of the year holds for you. But,
okay.
When everything is said and done with your career, and you're 80 years old, talking to your grandkids about the entertainment industry, what's one thing that you want to be remembered for in this industry?
Being real. I've always told my family and my friends, whenever I start to become something that I'm, like if I start to become something that I'm not, or like I think I get too big for my britches,
mm-hmm.
just take it all away from me. Because that's not what it's about. So I think I want to be remembered for being real.
Mm-hmm.
And just being like straight up, because that's what type of person I am. I'm a straight up, like, cut to the chase kind of person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't hold back. But that's definitely what I want to be remembered for, is being real.
Right. You know, the reason I asked that question is like I said, I've been in radio 7 years,
mm-hmm.
and I'm kind of starting to think about my legacy in radio and
mm-hmm.
what I want to leave behind when I'm done. And I think the only thing I've come up with is beyond whatever I do in radio, whatever accomplishments
mm-hmm.
I get, I just genuinely wanna be known as a good dude.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that. Like I said, I just
want to
be known for being real and
exactly.
just being myself.
And I tell you something else that's incredibly humbling to me. I've had people reach out to me and say, that they started their own podcasts because of what I'm doing. And I'm just like, really? That is cool. That is just so beyond cool.
Yeah. That's awesome. Like, anyone realizes what or how many people are watching or how many people you really do inspire, you know?
Right.
And it's just amazing that anyone can reach someone on that level.
And that's the main reason why I do this, because I love and respect the country music industry enough to I want to see it survive and keep on thriving, you know.
Oh yeah.
And I hope that this podcast can continue to be a safe place for independent artists to come and share their stories and their music and just be heard, you know?
Oh, yeah. I think it's amazing what you do. And the support that you show for female artists as well is so appreciated, because it's so hard. People say it's not harder for the girls, but in all honesty, it is harder for the girls.
Yeah.
It really is, and it's just,
right.
Thank you so much for what you do.
We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Well, I appreciate that, and I will continue to do everything in my power to make sure that y'all are heard.
Well, thank you so much.
So, before I started this podcast, my view of the music industry was this. You make a record, get on the radio, boom, instant millionaire. Yeah, that's definitely not how it works. That's absolutely not how it works.
No, not at all.
The music industry is a grind, and there's literally nothing that makes me happier than seeing good people succeed in this business.
It's a lot of work. I don't think people realize how much work it is and how hard it is to get heard.
Right. So before we wrap things up here, what's next up on the schedule for you, like in the next 3 or 4 months?
In 3 or 4 months, I am booked almost every weekend for gigs.
Nice.
I travel everywhere, and I also have CMA Fest coming up. Really excited for that in June, so really looking forward to that. Always have a great time every year. So y'all be sure to, if you're in the Nashville area, anybody that's listening, be sure to come check me out. I'm going to be at the Whiskey Room. And I'm not sure what set I'm going to be in yet, but I will have that posted on all my social medias, which is Corey Spires Music on Instagram and on Facebook as well. So everyone be sure to go check all that out.
Absolutely. And another question I did have for you. When you're up in Nashville, what's your favorite place to play in town?
There's so many awesome places. It's really hard to choose. I really like the Whiskey Room. The Whiskey Room is really great. They have a great atmosphere, great people. It's just an awesome time.
I've never been there, actually.
Really?
Enough, I've never been there.
Out.
Absolutely. That'll be on my list when I go up in May, because I'm going up for the Eric Church show at Nissan Stadium.
Oh, awesome. That's going to be an awesome time, too.
It's so much fun. I'm just so excited for that show. Hey, thank you again for doing this. This has been just so much fun.
Oh, yeah.
One last question for you before I let you go.
Yeah.
Is there anything that we haven't covered today that you'd like to talk about?
Let's see. Y'all be sure, like I said, to keep a watch on my social media. I'm in the works of getting a new music video out. So for High, the single that I just released. So everyone be sure to keep an eye out for that, and also keep an eye out for all the show dates, because I'd love for anyone to stop by and say hello and take a photo and everything. So y'all just keep watching the social medias and be sure to check out all the other original stuff on iTunes too.
Awesome. And I know I'll probably be seeing you around Nashville, hopefully soon.
Oh yes, definitely.
Awesome. So I think I'm gonna let you go and let you get back to your evening, but thank you again for doing this, Corey. This has been so much fun, my friend.
Oh well, thank you so much for having me. Anytime. Anytime.
I'll talk to you later, okay?
All right, thanks.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the lovely Miss Corey Spires. That girl is just so great and so much fun to talk to. I'm not going to lie to y'all. She is just so bubbly and, yeah. I think with that, well, we do have somebody on the show next week, but as of now, I'm not exactly sure who, because my co-host is supposed to email me a list of upcoming interviews. So as soon as I know, you guys will know. So I think with that, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Quick Days with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.